Pope Saint John the 23rd, Pastor et Nata. The 28th of October 1958 to the 3rd of June 1963. Palmarian calendar, great mystic. Stigmatic. Spiritual martyr. Apostle of Marian devotion. Born in Sotto il Monte, Bergamo, Italy. Pontificate, from 28th of October 1958 to 3rd of June 1963. This glorious Pope, in the world Angelo Joseph Roncalli, was born on the 25th of November 1881, into a modest farming family. He did his studies in the Bergamo Seminary. On the 10th of August 1904 he was ordained priest. From 1905 to 1914, he was secretary to the Bishop of Bergamo, and a seminary professor. During World War I, he was a military chaplain, and gave proofs of his spirit of self-denial and sacrifice. In 1921, he occupied high office as director of the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith. In the year 1925 he was consecrated bishop in Rome. In 1953 he received the cardinal's hat and was named Patriarch of Venice. He lived a life of constant prayer and penance. This glorious Pope, owing to his benevolence and simplicity, was utilized by the Church's enemies. On setting out by train from Venice to the conclave which elected him Pope, a white dove settled over the compartment he had entered. His Malachian motto was Pastor et Nata, which fitted him perfectly, being a trusting and understanding person, and Patriarch of Venice. Saint John the 23rd was the author of a very pious autobiographical book, Journal of a Soul. We extract the following paragraph from the pontifical documents of Pope Saint Gregory the 17th on Saint John the 23rd. He had a very special devotion to the Sacred Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. This holy Pope was an eminent lover of the most precious blood of the Redeemer, and professed an ardent and filial love for the Most Holy Virgin Mary. Saint John the 23rd demonstrated with all clarity his ardent Marian devotion by devoutly reciting every day the 15 mysteries of the Holy Traditional Rosary, the Angelus and other pious practices in honor of Mary. Saint John the 23rd had the pious custom of commending and consecrating himself daily to the Virgin Mary. This holy Pope also professed great love for most glorious Saint Joseph. His personal life was that of an irreproachable priest. In the Litany of the Saints, it was a decision of his to raise Saint Joseph and place him beside the Virgin, saying, "This is his place." Shortly after his papal election, he visited his elderly mother who, on seeing him, commented that he was all dressed in white. To which he replied, "And you too, mother, are all dressed in white, for her baptismal innocence." The Palmarian Creed says, "I believe that the devil, Lucifer, by divine leave, was unchained during the pontificate of Pope Saint John the 23rd, to further sift and purify the Church." The Vatican II Conciliabulum was held from 1962 to 1965. The following paragraphs are taken from the pontifical documents of Pope Saint Gregory the 17th the Very Great. It was announced that at the end of time an angel would open up the doors to the devil. True, Saint John the 23rd was called Angel Joseph. This angel did not open the door to do harm to the Church, but believing in the goodness of others, and because he, being good, was unable to see ill will in others. We come out in defense of the sacred person of Pope Saint John the 23rd. The mistakes made in governing the Church during his pontificate cannot be wholly blamed on him, as this holy Pope, owing to his benevolence, was utilized by the Church's enemies. This Pope was incapable of thinking badly of others. He trusted everyone, believing in the apparent goodness of those around him. Vatican Council II was certainly convoked by our revered predecessor Pope Saint John the 23rd, in the face of the terrible events related in the Fatima Secret. The Pope, dismayed at the content of the Fatima message, felt the inspiration of the Holy Ghost to convoke the Council. In the first sessions of the Council, the Holy Ghost still hovered over the Council Hall where the Council Fathers gathered. After the first sessions, the Council Hall was a reflection of mankind prior to the universal flood. The Holy Ghost withdrew from the council, just as he had done at mankind's general prevarication preceding the universal flood chastisement, when he withdrew from men. The Holy Ghost, who had withdrawn from the people, entered into Noah's Ark, to guide that just man. With Vatican Council II and with Pope Saint John XXIII's optimism, everyone hoped for a wonderful spring in the Church. But the sad reality was that the hoped-for spring turned into the cruelest and stormiest winter that the Church has known. Without doubt, Pope Saint John XXIII was coerced and manipulated by Freemasons. The following paragraph on the Vatican II Conciliabulum is taken from the treatise on the Holy Mass of the Palmarian Holy Councils. We repeat, yet more unreservedly, our condemnation of so-called Vatican Council II. Though this council was convoked by Pope Saint John XXIII inspired by the Holy Ghost, before long, owing to the oppressive influence of a great proportion of Masonic and Progressivist Council Fathers, and owing to the cowardice and human respect of no few traditionalists, the council's sound finality became prostituted, and conclusions were reached that were openly erroneous and ambiguous, which evidences that the Holy Ghost had been expelled from the council halls to give entry therein to Satan. This then is why Vatican Council II, with respect to its unfolding and the decisions made, is not the work of the Holy Ghost, but of the devil. Though in the council acts there are parts with true teachings, they are mixed up with dreadful heresies and ambiguities, since Freemasonry, thus covering up the evil, thereby made it easier for Catholics to accept the council texts, and for the Church's enemies to attain their perverse ends more readily. If we examine doctrinal writings of different accursed reformers like Luther, Calvin, and so forth, among heresies and corruption we find in them as well some truths of faith. This reveals a malicious tactic for the purpose of making the need and lawfulness of those infernal reforms more readily credited. Vatican Council II, because of its documents' content of heresy, ambiguity and the perverse conclusions to which Freemasons and Progressivists led it, is unlawful, noxious and abominable, and therefore void of all authority in the Church. By the above we do not stain the illustrious and infallible authority, as likewise the good faith, of Popes Saint John XXIII and Saint Paul VI, who ruled the Church at the time of the Council, for as regards the first of those pontiffs, John XXIII, his enemies exploited his excessive paternity, kindness and optimism, instead of availing themselves of him for their conversions. In the dreadful agony that prepared him to pass over to the other life, he purified in part the mistakes of his pontificate with terrible sufferings, for at his death he passed momentarily through purgatory. Canonized by Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great on the 24th of October 1978. 17th of August 1979. A vision described by Pope Saint Gregory XVII, first the Lord appeared, he was attired as Christ the King, in white tunic and red cape, with scepter and crown. The Most Holy Virgin came, our crowned mother of El Palma, with imperial crown, royal mantle. Afterwards Saint Joseph came, also crowned. Saint Peter and Saint Paul, Apostle Saint James, Saint John the Evangelist, Saint Pio IX, Saint Pio XII, Saint John XXIII, Saint Paul VI, Saint Teresa of Jesus, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, Saint Francisco Franco and Saint Jose Antonio Primo de Rivera, and an incalculable multitude of angels, clothed in extraordinary attire, and on high the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost were to be seen.